From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the country. Today On Deadline is looking at the question looming over the Democratic Party and the White House since the first presidential debate of 2024. Should Joe Biden step down? It's been said that the president spent a week preparing for his debate with the expected Republican nominee. That's former President Donald Trump. However, the matchup didn't go as expected. Hoarse, shaky, and at times lost were all phrases used to describe the president's performance on the debate stage with Trump. Despite the two being separated in age by under 4 years, Trump definitely appeared more spry than Biden did. And that sparked a panic for those in the Democratic Party. Columnists, experts, insiders, and more have all started looking to the next plan of attack. And that plan of attack may not involve the president. This was like a champion boxer who gets in the ring past his prime and needs his corner to throw in the towel. That's what one Democratic lawmaker who spoke with anonymity shared with NBC News. Among the media, calls for Biden to step down have come from the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the New Yorker, and more. You might be wondering how voters feel about all of this. Well, things don't look too much brighter on that front for Biden. According to a CBS YouGov poll from February, 36% of Democratic voters felt Biden should not be running for president. After last week's debate, that number spiked up to almost 50%. The poll also found that 59% of Democrats think Biden has the mental and cognitive health to serve as president. That figure might seem a little bit better. But it's a number that's actually down from 71% when pollsters asked the question just 3 weeks prior. Democratic strategist Neil Oxman joined Odyssey and shared his thoughts on the debate and what it means for Biden going forward.
Some Democrats are using the word heartbreak over the president's performance, sort of tap dancing around the idea of him being, you know, leaving the ticket. A columnist in the SACB this morning was very direct, though, wrote this: the Democratic National Party has to replace Joe Biden as the candidate. There simply is no other option. What do you think?
Well, you know, for this entire year, when you've polled Democrats, even though Democrats say they're voting for Biden, two-thirds of Democrats have said all along they want another candidate. This certainly is going to solidify that. Now, I mean, no, I don't think the establishment yet, meaning the Washington establishment, because none of them had the guts to run against Biden in the primaries, none of them who were real, not Dean Phillips. But if the if half the Washington establishment woke up and started saying publicly that he should, you know, drop out, and that included all the fundraisers, then it would be, you know, one thing. The real question is going to be what happens when a new series of polls comes out over the next 10 days. Certainly Biden's not going to get any better. And if the polls show a precipitous drop in, you know, where they've been, which is very, very close in the seven battleground states and close nationally, if they show a big drop, then you might have, you know, some major Washington figures and some major fundraisers publicly say it's time. I think that I think that the only person who can convince him to get out is Obama. I think if the numbers crater.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, who is it up to? Because no one can replace him. He calls the shots. He has to step down. He has to release the delegates, which is really hard for a guy who says, you know what? I get knocked down. I always get up. That's like part of the Biden mindset. And he also says, I'm the only guy who's ever beat Donald Trump.
Right. No, he's very stubborn about that. But, you know, and right now, with the polls being very close, he has some legitimacy there. But if you know, the question was, debates are about style, not about substance. I mean, you have to get the substance right. But you know, he had one thing to do last night. He did not do that thing. He did it at the State of the Union. He showed he wasn't an old man at the State of the Union. But he did not do that last night. And the question is, you know, how will it affect the national surveys and the battleground state surveys?
Very quickly, Neil, but if you're going to make a switch and stage this Hail Mary, how long can you wait to do it?
Well, you could do it on the floor of the convention. You could do it first night and just get up there and say, you could have one of these old time conventions that went to 102 ballots, you know, but you'd release your delegates and you'd have an open convention and you'd have people, you know, you have people nominate people. You'd have favorite sons run. It would literally be, you know, 1904.
what can the president do? Sharks are circling inside his own party. And if it was his competitor's goal to make Biden look feeble during the debate, Trump pretty much succeeded. Under these conditions, is there any path forward for a second term? Or is the long-serving politician finally seeing his time on Capitol Hill come to an end? Robert Zimmerman is a member of the Democratic National Committee. He gave Odyssey some insight on what Biden's next moves might be.
The Biden campaign says the president will not drop out of the race. Some Democrats are hoping he will after his debate performance last night. So how would that work? Robert, good to talk to you. First of all, I have to ask you for your impression of last night's debate.
I have to tell you, the debate was inexcusably disappointing. Now, I'm a proud supporter of President Biden and Vice President Harris, and certainly stand with them. But there's no spinning it or rationalizing it. And in fact, what's really most frustrating to me about this, about last night, is that the focus was on Joe Biden's performance versus really focusing on the performance of the Biden presidency versus the Trump presidency. And that's really the distinction. That's what this election's all about. I mean, a Biden presidency where more people are waking up and going to work today than any time before in our country's history. Incredible progress made for veterans. Leadership in protecting abortion rights for women at a very difficult, challenging time, standing up for gun safety legislation, and of course, the Trump presidency, where there was job losses even before COVID, record debt. And if you live in New York, New Jersey region, Pennsylvania, President Trump took away our state and local tax deduction. So there are real differences here, especially as we begin to celebrate Pride Weekend after celebrating Pride Month. Think about what America would be like for the LGBTQ plus community, which I'm a member of, under a Trump presidency versus under the Biden-Harris leadership.
Yeah, so it sounds like you are not one of the Democrats who would like to see someone else on the ticket.
Look, I want to see this president reboot his campaign and restart it. I mean, there has to be, he made an important point today, and he was in North Carolina. He's got to get off the mat. He recognized that he had a bad night. He's got to get back out there and show that he can reboot his campaign, re-inspire confidence, and move it forward. And in fact, he will be the nominee. As you know, the process has moved forward. The delegates have been chosen. And there's a quirk in our law that I don't think many people know. And that is he has to be literally nominated by August 7th before the Democratic convention because of the Ohio state law, which says if he's not nominated by August 7th, there won't be a Democrat for president on the ballot in Ohio. So Democratic delegates who were elected and pledged to Joe Biden are going to be voting online to nominate him before August 7th.
So let's do a hypothetical here, Robert. We did hear from some Democrats who think it might be time to switch to somebody else. If the president refused to drop out and enough Democrats wanted him out, is there anything those Democrats could do potentially, or is he the nominee unless he decides not to be?
Well, as Larry Sabato pointed out today, and other analysts, there's no legal path to remove President Biden from being the Democratic nominee. And I think we do ourselves a tremendous disservice playing this demonic fantasy baseball, fantasy football, if you will. It's a situation where ultimately unless the president chose to personally not run, he will be the nominee, and he has got this. He's won the nomination legally, fairly, and with acclamation, I might add. So really the challenge for President Biden right now, and it's an important challenge and one that's of heightened significance after last night, of urgent significance, is he's got to show that his campaign is back on track. He's back on message, and he's got an important message to talk about. And an important message to focus on, very simply, that, and this is really, I think, says a lot about his record, of his administration's record. They have really delivered for the American people, and Donald Trump has a record as president of delivering for himself. And we have to really drill down on that and remind people of what his administration stood for and what's at stake in this election. Most importantly, protecting our democracy.
While the debate gave Trump and Biden an opportunity to show themselves off in public, a question has to be asked. Were any votes actually changed? Mike Madrid, Republican political consultant and co-founder of the Lincoln Project, answered that question while speaking with Odyssey.
So you think the average voter, and there's some polling today to suggest that, was not moved either way by the performance of either candidate last night?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'll also say that we probably have never, since at least 1960, had a presidential debate that changed the trajectory of a race. It's just not the way it works, especially in a very hyper-partisanized environment. A lot of the viewers who are saying that Joe Biden lost are also very firm Joe Biden voters and would vote for him regardless. They're not moving. There were no votes changed last night. And so a lot of the panic, a lot of the hysteria, and I think that's, those are accurate terms, are really unfounded, you know, mathematically, from a statistical perspective. This is not changing voter behavior.
The Biden campaign says it raised $14 million on the day of the debate and the morning after. But we're not hearing about how much former President Trump maybe raised. Do you know any numbers that maybe have been coming in, or are they just not reporting it?
No, the number that I had heard was $4 million from the latest report during that same time period. So, look, a lot of this, if you look back at, like, when Donald Trump was convicted, he raised an astronomical amount of money. What it basically had the effect of doing was engaging his base. They were saying, we're not going to take this setback sitting down. We're going to write checks and we're ready to go. That's what happened with Joe Biden last night, is, you know, they're seeing some weakness with their candidate. There's some ice cold water, you know, splashed in their face, and they realize this campaign is real. And so I think the campaign in many ways actually began last night. Both sides are engaged. Both sides are writing checks. You're going to start to see some movement in the polls, and we'll be on our way through a very fascinating, adventurous presidential campaign through November.
New York Times editorial board this afternoon is calling for Joe Biden to drop out of the race. Any chance that's going to happen? How would you handicap that?
I mean, there's always a chance, but there's probably a better chance an asteroid hits the planet and disrupts the campaign first. I don't see why this, again, Joe Biden's, you know, campaign is run by very sophisticated professionals. Their view of what I'm saying is, you know, matched, and I'm sure Trump's people would say the same thing. So there's no reason. I mean, there's, again, like I said, a lot of hand wringing, a lot of teeth gnashing, but in terms of actually affecting the outcome of the campaign, this is not doing it. So no, it's highly unlikely he drops out, and I don't see any reason why he would. I think it would be a disaster for the Democrats. I think it's a disaster they're even talking about it, frankly. And again, I think, you know, Joe Biden himself is the only person that can make that happen, and I don't know why rationally he would.
At the same time that some Democrats have begun calling for Biden to step aside, others have been rallying around him, continuing to show their support. Among the list of Democrats continuing to back the president includes his vice president, Kamala Harris, as well as former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senators John Fetterman and Chris Coons, and DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison, to name a few. Fetterman said this on social media, "I refuse to join the Democratic vultures on Biden's shoulder after the debate. No one knows more than me that a rough debate is not the sum total of a person and their record." But the convention isn't until next month, and there are still 5 months to go before the election. So there is a chance that Biden could drop out and give another candidate a shot. To keep up to date on this question and all the others swirling around as we head towards November 2024, keep listening to this show, the On Deadline podcast from Odyssey. It's produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strauser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.